So this meditation on our impermanence, this meditation on our death, Buddha himself credited with being what gave him the energy, the force to attain his enlightenment in the Great Beyond Sorrow Sutra, the Parinirvana Sutra. He says, when many animals have visited a watering hole, we will see that it is the elephant that leaves the deepest footprints. And in the same way, when we have done many meditations, we will see that it is the meditation on death that has the greatest beneficial impact on our mind. This is a meditation that allows us to let go of our worldly concerns. It allows us to stop worrying what other people think of us. It allows us to stop worrying about whether our life is comfortable or uncomfortable, and so much of the attachment to success and praise and all of these things that in the end have no real value, no real meaning, disappears in the face of this meditation. This is a meditation that can help us overcome all of our bad habits. The great yogi Milarepa credited this meditation for changing the course of his life. You know, his youth had been full of suffering, and he had responded to that in an incredibly negative way. You know, he had developed a very powerful mind of concentration, with which he'd learnt dark arts, black magic, and was using these wrathful techniques to exact revenge on the people who had harmed him in his youth. But then when he witnessed the death of one of his close friends, his benefactor, Lama Yungden, he realized, soon all of this will be over. This has just been a moment in a journey. And I've got so caught up in this and my need for revenge and my grudges and so forth, I've lost sight of what I'm actually doing here, the journey that I'm on. And soon this experience that I'm witnessing for this person will befall me. Am I ready? Have I prepared my mind? Now, this meditation on death will work for us, even if we don't yet understand about past and future lives. Even just in the constraints of, approaching this life in a fairly sort of material, mundane way, this meditation on death is important for everyone because it allows us to see what really matters and what doesn't. Other people's opinion of us and so forth, and praise and fame and the sort of various accoutrements of a successful life are not that important compared to what's happening inside. Now, death is coming. Will I be able to face that with dignity and peace and a heart that is reconciled with itself? So even if we don't understand that we're journeying from life to life to life, this meditation is so healing for us. But of course, for many people, when we first do this meditation, it is incredibly confronting. Now, for example, if we are raising a family, our children are still young, the idea of meditating on our death, we think, I can't think about dying. Now, my children need me. The idea of not being there for them is devastating to us. Or we can be so engrossed in a particular journey that we're on, career or whatever it might be, and some ambition that we're pursuing. I can't think about dying. But the Lord of Death is staring straight at us. He's demanding almost that we meet his gaze and stare straight back unflinchingly at the truth of death. In order to face our fears, we need to look at them, gaze unflinchingly at them. And so there's no value in pretending to ourselves that death won't come, pretending to ourselves that we have some control over death. Although it's confronting, although it may initially appear to be such an uncomfortable truth. When we engage with it and we accept this is the truth, death is the truth, my impermanence is the truth, death will definitely come. All of this will disappear. All of these possessions, all of this identity, all of these relationships will disappear. Death will definitely come. Nothing can prevent it. And the time of my death is completely uncertain. We don't know when death will come. It could come at any time. So perhaps because we are find this so confronting, death appears to us in this terrifying form. Now, death can appear in many forms. You know, when we're on our deathbed, our death can appear to us as a terrifying demon, tearing us from our life, from our family, from our relationships. Death can appear as a celestial host of Dakas and Dakinis, guiding us to the Pure Land. Death can appear as Buddha, as our spiritual guide. Death can appear in many different ways. If we're not ready to die, if we're holding tightly to our life, then maybe death will appear as something very frightening, very unwished for. It's only by engaging deeply with the truth of our mortality that we will come to terms with it, that we will be at peace with it. Of course we want a long life. There's a lot we want to get done. There's a lot we can do in this life. Now, we could attain our enlightenment in this life. This life is our most precious, valuable possession. It's wonderful. But its preciousness really only becomes manifest when we understand how fragile and how fleeting it is. So the more aware of death we are, the more alive we become, the more we live our life, the more we make our days, our moments matter. So death, from this point of view, the meditation on death is our friend.